I was walking through the mall when a lady pulled me to the side and said, "This cream will fix your skin."
I hated my nose for like 20 years because I was told I had pig nose when I was 8.
You're not even like fully developed into your face by 8. This is what's crazy.
An ex told me to fix my acne scars because pretty people get treated better. Wow.
Oh my gosh, I have literal goosebumps. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I am doing an episode that's kind of been on my heart for a while. We are going to be talking about the root of insecurities, where they stem from, and realizing that a lot of the insecurities we feel about ourselves are things we were told or taught as we aged and grew up, and that in reality, a lot of these insecurities weren't things that we just were born thinking, because you know it's society that kind of brings these things on us. You know, if you were never taught that body hair is not the beauty standard, if you were never taught that your smile looks a certain way compared to others, you would have never thought that you look different, or you wouldn't have been insecure about something. And I've been thinking about that a lot, because I can recall so many instances in my life where, you know, looking back, it's like, I guess I was never insecure about this until it was pointed out to me that I should be. And I kind of want to recall some of those moments. And I asked you guys over on Instagram and on YouTube, and this is the most amount of responses I think I've ever gotten towards a question. You guys really were all in to discuss this topic, so that made me really excited. So let's get into this. So I said, I've been thinking a lot about how most of our insecurities were actually portrayed or told to us. For example, it wasn't until someone told me to get lip filler for me to think, wait, should I be insecure about my lips? And I asked you guys, when was the time that you became aware of an insecurity? So first off, I'll start with some of mine. At the age of 3, I was put in boots to fix my legs because I had knocked knees and I also had hyperextension. And I think my whole life growing up, I'd always show people what my knees looked like, or that they were hyperextended, or that they, you know, when I basically knock knees means that when you put your feet together, your legs, your knees overlap. So at the age of 3, I was told that there was something wrong with my legs and how they looked. At the age of 7, I hated my dark hair because all the main characters I saw in shows were always blonde, and I wanted nothing more to be blonde. I even came with a sticky note photo to my mom saying, "This is what I want for my new haircut." And I drew a little arrow and said blonde. At the age of 12, I was watching the Disney Channel and seeing full episodes on Hannah Montana made about how embarrassing her day would become if she woke up with a zit on her face. At the age of 14, when I started posting YouTube videos online, I was made aware that my lips were too small and that I should get lip filler, or that I looked like Kylie Jenner before her injections. And again, at the age of 16, 17, 18, multiple comments telling me to get lip filler. At the age of 19, I was walking through the mall when a lady pulled me to the side and said, "This cream will fix your skin." At the age of 20, I sat down in a doctor's office concerned about my hormone health and walked out crying because I was told that I should fix my skin because the scarring was so bad. Growing up, I saw anti-cellulite products and magazines sharing tips on how to get rid of it. I remember at the age of 12, starting to go to school and seeing my friends talk about shaving their legs, and I came home so embarrassed and begging my mom to let me shave my legs because I had dark hair. At the age of 10, I felt insecure that I had a unibrow and asked my mom to pluck it for me. At the age of 16, I was told that I was trying too hard in school. At the age of 14, I was told that I talked too much. And at the age of 20, I was told that I was too emotional. I was told, "Don't eat that because that'll go straight to your stomach. Don't eat that because it'll go straight to your legs. Fix your teeth. You're gaining weight." The list goes on. Growing up, at the age of like 7, I was always told I was puffy. Like, all of these things accumulated, right? And we really sit and think, and it's like, we were all told these things or saw these things and then looked at ourselves in the mirror and saw that we looked different or weren't what the standard of beauty was. And that's what fueled this insecurity in us. You know, if
acne wasn't seem to be as embarrassing as it is, would I be as insecure to just show up and be myself? Would I wear certain things that, you know, hide my stomach or make my body look a certain way or want my hair or be insecure about my hair at the age of 20? At the age of 22, my gray hairs were pointed out and I was asked, are you graying already? We somehow normalized it to point out things about people that they frankly couldn't change in 5 minutes. And the ironic thing with this is this sticks with them likely for life, whether it's physical or a mental comment, this sticks with them for life. And it's just become something that we're always like hyper aware of. So I want to start reading some of your guys's responses because I think this is a really important topic to talk about. So first comment here, it's the worst when it's something you can't change. Example, the way someone laughs. I think this is so important to say because, again, like I said, someone can't change this in like 5 minutes, then why point it out? Yet people are like, won't tell you if you have food stuck in your teeth, but they'll point out if you have a pimple on your face. You know, like how ironic is that? And when it's things you can't change, just like this person mentioned, like the way someone laughs, like let's really think about this here. Someone laughing, someone is expressing joy, you know, enjoying themselves. And you get torn down because of that, because your laugh doesn't sound like someone else's, or your laugh doesn't fit this idealized standard of how a laugh should be. Like, how silly is that when we take it out of context and think of it that way? But once you're told that, it kills the whole moment. And then you almost feel like, okay, I guess I should never laugh again. It actually impacts you so much. One of my influencer friends, Ruby, said someone told her to get filler. My friend Nicole said when a boy pointed out her hairy arms in class. Another follower said at 6, her mom would make comments about her nose. I'm so sorry about that. Like, your own mother too, that's not right. Friends suggesting I take Accutane. In middle school, someone pointed out that I became red when I was playing sports. I feel like that itself, like body hair, redness in the face, all of these things that we can't change about ourselves. And I think as women, as we're growing up, and then boys are like, ew, you have hairy arms or this at school and stuff, like, yes, kids are just kids. But it's when it's like adults, like if like the girl who said her mom pointed out her nose, that goes so much deeper. And it sticks with us for so long. And I know I have a couple friends that have the same insecurity of like, they, you know, get red, and it's embarrassing. But it's like, you can't control that. You can't control how your body flushes when you're being athletic, and so what, you're working out, but it just becomes something you can be so insecure about. Someone pointed out how big my eyes were when I said hello to them. I feel like I just wrote this comment myself because I've always been told like I have super big eyes and I'm always like wide-eyed. I would take that as a compliment, honestly. I think your eyes are absolutely beautiful. Someone commented why my teeth were so yellow. Again, if it's something someone can't change in 5 minutes, like, what is the point of commenting it? Because I don't think they were saying it from a place of concern. I think it was just more making a comment to make a comment. An ex told me to fix my acne scars because pretty people get treated better. Wow. Wow. My mom made a comment about me being flat-chested / little booty along with my acne. Oh my gosh, guys. All of these mother comments just make me so sad. Honestly, it's all my family and it's always about my acne. Again, there's nothing you can like change about that. Like, I remember when I was really struggling with my acne and all the unsolicited advice, I had to honestly have a conversation with my family and be like, this is actually not helping me, because it wasn't something I could fix overnight. And even if I did go on something that a lot of people think will fix it overnight, like Accutane, it would still take time and I would go through the purge and all of this. So it's really hard when it is people close to you doing that. And I think the best thing you can do in those situations is honestly just have a conversation about it, because that really helped me and just kind of put a halt to that. I became insecure about my acne when someone at my school said, your acne is so bad. I feel this so much. I remember when I went to the doctor to talk about like my hormonal health, just because I had just gotten off birth control a few months ago. And obviously I was seeing these changes in my skin. And I remember that morning looking at my face in the mirror and thinking, wow, my skin is looking so much less inflamed today. I'm really happy about it. And I sat down at this doctor's office and the first thing he said to me was, okay, take off your mask. And then his face, like his eyes went right open. He was like, wow, this is really bad. And from me thinking that, wow, my skin is kind of improving, it's less inflamed today, to seeing his reaction just be so utterly disgusted by the look of my face, like my acne and everything, It was really, really hurtful. I literally broke down tears in his office because you're already at such a vulnerable point, and when someone just adds on top of it and makes it seem like it's something that you're in control of, or something you're choosing to do, or something that's unhygienic, it makes it 110 times worse. Oh, this one, I'm so honestly sorry this happened to you. So this person received comments because they had a larger chest on a smaller frame, and they received lots of unsolicited sexual comments. I had a friend that this happened to in like junior high, and yeah, that's awful, especially when you're like again, that's not something you can control. We all develop so differently, and like especially when I think you're in your teenage years, it can just feel so overwhelming. And like when you already feel different than others by comparing yourself to your peers, but when someone makes a comment, it like solidifies that in your mind, and then you will always be thinking that. When I was in primary school, two boys made fun of my non-symmetrical face shape. That is so interesting. Like face shape, come on. We got comments in here about, you know, why don't you put on some makeup? You look tired. Those type of comments. Pointing out fine lines under the eyes. Oh my gosh. When a friend said that my uncle offered to do a nose job on both of us. No way. Like with that, it's like, okay, if you told your friend that you're already interested in a nose job, then yeah, sure. She's like doing your favor. But for it to be like, oh, like, you know, let's go do this together. It's like, well, wait a minute. What's wrong with my nose? Like, if you never voiced that. Lately, my aunt's husband asked me if I want to go see a dermatologist to treat my scars before it's too late. Wow. Cover up my acne scars with foundation. When I was 13, my father told me I had cellulite on my legs. I didn't even know what that was until he came up with that comment. Do we see, like, this is exactly the point I was trying to make. As a 13-year-old, you are not thinking about cellulite on your legs. You don't even know what cellulite on your legs are. Your legs are just your legs. They walk you from point A to point B. You get to go play sports and dance and do all the fun things that a 13-year-old gets to do without thinking so much about their body. So the fact that your own father pointed out that you have cellulite on your legs, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, hey, first of all, what even is that? Second of all, now I'm supposed to made to feel like I should be insecure about this. Like, that's hurtful, and that sticks with you. And then all of a sudden you just become so self-aware, something that at that age you shouldn't have even been aware of. My ex's mom told me that lipstick wasn't for me. Okay. A little message to your ex's mom. Lipstick's for everyone. Makeup's for everyone. Everyone should be able to have fun with makeup, and it's not just for a certain person. I hate the comments too when people comment on my acne and they tell me, stop wearing makeup. Like, you know, makeup's not for your skin, or makeup looks bad on your skin. It's like, makeup is supposed to be a fun, creative thing that's literally fun for everyone. Yes, we can do different makeup styles, and yes, we could try different products that, you know, might look better on other, like, other features. But to say lipstick as a whole is not for you, mm-mm. Wear that lipstick, girl. Wear that lipstick. Oh, speaking of lips, when people started making their lips bigger around me, which made me insecure. Yes, I felt the same thing, because always being told that I need lip filler, that I have smaller lips. I mean, I sometimes overline my lips with like lip products now, but it's crazy because for so long I was like, wait, do I need lip filler? Like, is this what we're doing? And then seeing everyone around me and on social media getting it, it does definitely make you think like, okay, I have such smaller lips. And it's funny because I posted a video testing out some lip products, and I said, let's test out these lip products on my smaller lips. And one of the comments said, like, you know, it's funny because traditionally, like, you don't even have small lips. You have normal proportionate size lips to your face. But because of everything that social media and the beauty center has shifted in terms of people getting lip filler, now in comparison, my lips do look a lot smaller. And I just found that really interesting with how that's happening. Lady mustache, when I was 12 or so, got bullied very bad in school at it. I completely agree with this. When I was like, yeah, 13, 14, I think my mustache was pointed out for the first time. And again, it's such this like, women must not have any hair on their body. And, you know, it's up to each person, like what they want to do with their body hair. Like for me personally, I like shaving my legs and stuff. But when it comes to like my arm hair, I don't touch that. And like, whatever, if people want to tell me I have hairy arms, like I'm bulk and I have dark hair and dark features, like that's going to happen. Same with like my eyebrows. I don't always like go in every single day tweezing the center. And the peach fuzz like around my mouth, the reason I don't always do that either is because I sometimes break out from like touching that hair. So I'd rather just not, because breakouts are painful. But it does get pointed out. I think even on social media, someone like told me to like dermaplaning and shave my face. And I was like, hey, like it's kind of up to me if I want to do that. And I don't think it's a huge, like it's not a huge factor that takes away from like my look or my makeup and any of that. Yeah, right here. A boy pointed out my arm hair when I was really young and called me a wolf. The first time that this person felt insecure about something was that in school when they were bullied about their weight, yet that was the fittest they'd ever been. I think, again, this is like kind of touching on that day that I went to the doctor's. It's like when you're starting to feel the best in yourself and you're like, feeling really good about your skin or your body or whatever it is, or really good about an outfit, literally anything, and then someone makes a comment that it's like the exact opposite of that, it really starts to mess with you because you're like, am I just like lying to myself? Like, do I actually not look this way? Do I actually look bad today? And it's kind of this whole mental game that can, really start to affect you. Guys, some of these are making me so sad. A lot of stuff relate to acne. Friends told me what happened to your face. I used to get that a lot. Oh, my classmate in fifth grade asked me why I have all these red spots on my face. My ex-friend told me to wear makeup to cover my acne. Oh no, we even have some stuff about freckles. In second grade, I was told I had a freckled face, four-eyed geek with orange hair. Then in fifth grade, someone pointed out my teeth and told me I looked like a vampire. I think vampires are super sick. So you got nothing to worry about. But these see like what I mean? Like from such a young age, these really stick with you. Okay, we have a lot of stuff here about like related to the body. So I'll kind of fire these out. Someone kept staring at my belly. I'm a girl with a snail trail, and they looked disgusted. My mom used to mock my nose for being upturned, saying I look like a pig. I was young, definitely single digits. Didn't get better until I got a nose piercing. Another one. I hated my nose for like 20 years because I was told I had pig nose when I was 8. You're not even like fully developed into your face by 8. This is what's crazy. Hip dips. When I realized jeans on me don't look like they do on the girls on Pinterest. Yep, that's a big one. Hip dips are like a huge insecure, used to be a huge insecurity of mine too. And I can't say like they never get to me now either, but I think I just have to remember like this is my body and like I have a different body composition than like other girls, no matter how much like I work out and stuff. Like hip dips are so normal. And it's crazy, like, some people will point them out and stuff, but in the grand scheme of things, like most people don't actually care too much about them. My jaw, I have a soft jaw, but all my friends don't. So now I'm like, wait, is this ugly on me? Oh, that's a really good one. I think I find that sometimes too, especially too, like no matter how much like weight and I lose and stuff, I have like this little pocket here. I don't know what they call it. I know it's called something, but that's always kind of made me feel insecure because when I look to the side, my face doesn't like shoot up like this, like a lot of people do. And when you're looking at all the people around you and noticing that people look different, then you're like, oh shoot, like is this something wrong with me? People pointing out dark circles. Oh, I relate to this one so much. Been at war with myself about getting lip filler because of this, and unfortunately, I think I might. I'm so sorry. I mean, of course, do whatever makes you happy, but whether that's with lip filler or without, but always do something because you want it and not because other people do. You know what I mean? My mom always points out the cellulite in my legs, so I never wear shorts. Again, do not let the comments of other people stop you from doing things that you want to do in life. If you want to wear shorts, wear the damn shorts. Like, it's so sad that we, like, limit ourselves just based on what other people want to see out of us. My teeth, they are normal, but I remember someone saying they had gaps. Didn't notice my body until my dance teacher said I need to lose weight. I feel like a lot of people have stories with dance teachers for sure. Someone told me I was flat. Hair density. I was asked if my hair was not curly because it was so thin. Love my hair, but became insecure about it. When boys started making fun of me for having facial hair and called it a beard. When people start pointing out how fat my fingers were. In middle school, my nose is what was pointed out. Now, over 10 years later, got a nose job and still not happy, such confident in it. I remember when I was younger, my uncle told me I had a big nose in front of my family. My toes in primary school had no idea they were different. Again, like it's you're in primary school. What are you like? You're not thinking, oh my gosh, like I have weird toes or they look different than other people. But when they're pointed out or you like start comparing, that's when things become really brought out into reality. In middle school for my fish lips and bushy eyebrows. Isn't that ironic how now like that's the full trend of like the beauty standard is like bushy eyebrows and big lips?
This is why like trends always come and go, and like you cannot base your worth on a changing beauty standard trend. Because if like in the 2000s, it was in to be super, super flat and thin, which some of these insecurities are right here that you guys are talking about. Now it's like you got to be super curvy, you know? So it's like it always changes, and you cannot base your worth on things that can consistently change as a beauty standard. One time my grandmother told me that I need to do less exercise because I was getting big legs. And look at that. And now big legs are the beauty standard. So, and less exercise, like, girl, go get your built on. I think I was always told that too when I started working out and weightlifting. My family was like, you're gonna get big and like muscly and all this. And I'm like, you know what? That's exactly what I want. When an ex of mine told me I should keep shaving my arms because they were too hairy for a female. I don't shave my arms anymore. I'm not friends with that person anymore. My life is great. Love that for you. Honestly, yeah. If people are gonna put you down, especially your friends, like people who are supposed to love you for you and not the amount of body hair on your arms, yeah, that's not a true friend. I'm so happy that you like cut that person out, because clearly they have some stuff to work out. Yeah, so many of you guys are just saying that these little things that were pointed out to you, like your skin, your nose, the way you even walk, immediately when you hit like puberty, people started paying more attention and telling you, you know, certain things about yourself. This person was told that their chin was too much. Like, what does that even mean? Body hair, that's a big one. Acne, giving you nicknames. Ugh, these all make me so sad. But I really want to do this video to also show you guys, like, so many of us have had the same experiences and been told the same insecurities. And if we were to look at, like, any of each other's pages, I'm sure we would only see, like, all the beauty in each other and just see features for features, like, you know. I think when we add, for example, if big legs, you know, you have big legs and that's associated with being bad or good, that's when it becomes an issue. When it's just something that's stated as like an observant thing, then that's different than putting it in the tone that it's bad or good. And I think that's what makes us, you know, have these insecurities in the long run. Y'all went crazy on YouTube too with this. Like, so many of you guys respond to this. I want to read this one. As a kid, you live your life free from insecurities and the opinions of others. As you grow, they start pointing things out, things you never thought looked wrong or was unacceptable or not pretty. I was very skinny as a younger girl, and it didn't bother me at all. I was blissfully unaware that others might find it not up to standard. It was my body. It worked. My legs were strong. I was a kid. I didn't care about what I looked like until the spider leg comments started rearing their heads. When more than one person starts telling you you're not supposed to look that way, it takes an effect and creates what can sometimes be a lifelong damage. Yeah. You said that so perfectly, that put into like into one, you know, paragraph, everything that I'm trying to do out of this podcast so, so beautifully. From another person, I came across an interesting way to frame insecurities once. It went along the lines of, whose eyes are you wearing when you are feeling insecure about something? I started hating my hip dips slash narrow hips because one time a guy I was seeing said, you have no hips. I hated my acne because my mom said, how come your skin is full of pimples? These are other people's eyes. Very similar to how you said that insecurities are projected onto us. By the way, I love your content. Thank you so much. And I love this comment you just wrote. You put it so beautifully, and I think we all always have to remember that people say stuff viewing us from their eyes and their eyes only. Oh my gosh, wow. So this person that commented said that they're 61 now, but it was their acne scars that sparked this insecurity. They had many good treatments to help them look better, but they are not fully gone, and they have been their issue since they were a teenager. We didn't have resources to help us not feel alone. Glad you help us with that. Oh, thank you so much. And see, like, even at that, see, we have to remember, like, as we grow older, these insecurities still stick with us. And we just have to love the body that we're, like, in now as much as we can. Because you're only, like, you only have this version of you now, you know? And if you always harp on these little things as you grow, like, you're going to look back and be like, wow, I'm still holding on to this. And I think that's really important to think about. Someone said, I do remember a few times. I started getting acne when I was 11 in 2020. Oh my gosh, you're so young. This reminds me of like me when I was at that age. And in year 8, so age 12 slash 11,
so age 12/13, I remember a guy, now my best friend's ex, laughing with his friends visibly in front of me, saying I looked like the FBI target with all the red dots on my face. I had never cried so hard. Additionally, a guy who was previously laughing that earlier comment a few years later told me that my nose was way too big. It is a larger button nose for reference, but it widens when I smile a lot. Since then, I've had mixed feelings about my nose. I have never seen another person with the same features as me online or in person. Feel free to use this for your podcast. Love you and your inspiring content. Thank you so much for the beautiful comment. And I see someone down here commented that they also have a large nose due to their ethnicity, and their nose also flares. And they said maybe that you're in a place where people don't look like you, but trust me, you're on Earth now with thousands of years ago. Someone chose a person just like you to continue their life with. We aren't all made with a mold or a person in mind. God shaped us all individually. I have a niece about your age, and I remind her every chance I get that she's one of a kind. Once you get older, you realize that anyone that tried to put you down was just drowning, using someone else to keep them higher. Oh my gosh, I have literal goosebumps. This comment is so beautifully put. First of all, I'm going to read this again. You're on this earth now because thousands of years ago, someone chose a person just like you to continue their life with. You always have to remember, when you're bashing yourself in the mirror, just remember that all your features, everything you are made up of, came from a place of love, and you have to remember that. And then this right here too. You'll realize anyone that tries to put you down was just drowning, using someone else to keep them higher. That is really powerful. I'm screenshotting this. I need to like put this on my wall or something, because that is so, so powerful. Whoever in life is trying to put you down is just drowning and using you to stay like afloat in the water. Wow. Very powerful. Thank you so, so much for that comment. I felt insecure when my friends told me I was the ugliest girl in class because of my big lips and my skin tone. I was 9 and I was skinny, so they also called me anorexic. Now I'm 15 and I have acne. I've never felt insecure about myself, but it's helped me a lot when I cried. But you helped me a lot when I cried and didn't go to school. My skin is better, but it'll probably get worse again. No matter what, I will watch your videos. Thank you so much for the comment. You are beautiful. I remember being 15 and feeling so insecure about my skin going to school and stuff. Trust me, it gets better. I'm not saying the acne necessarily gets better, but it as a whole gets better. One day at our class, we were doing portraits. My friend who was drawing me said, "Your eyes are so close together." And she kept going on about it to the point where other kids in my class got involved in the conversation. And it left me feeling totally humiliated and ugly. I was 12 years old then, and I just turned 28. I have never forgotten that moment. I've been insecure about my eyes ever since. I never leave the home without winged eyeliner because I feel like it makes me look more normal. Wow. And this is what I'm saying. Like, you probably never thought about your eyes before that day when you were 12 and someone pointed out in class. And now it's something that's stuck with you your whole life. When I was in fourth grade, my friend came up to me and tried to reassure me that she was chubby too and that we were in it together. I had never once thought about my weight as a child, and I can look back now and realize that I was a completely average weight for my age and height. Not even chubby at all. Not that it would matter. I can realize now that my friend's mom had actually been making her feel insecure by talking about her weight all the time, and that caused a cascade effect from her to her daughter and her daughter to me. It's crazy how far things can spread. Wow. You know, and it's really important that you recognize that cascade there, because your friend was probably just trying to find security by relating to you, because we always feel better about ourselves. We can find people who we can relate to. You know, we find people that can look like us and act like us and all of this. So that's exactly what she was doing with you. But the unintentional part was that you had never thought about your weight before as a kid. So once she said that, then you were like, oh, wait, like, am I chubby? Am I not? Like, that's where the confusion lied. But I'm happy that now you can look back and kind of process that. Oh my gosh, this person said that they saw a TikTok a very long time ago saying things that society hates, but I find attractive. And they mentioned hip dips. They didn't even know what the word was before. And since then, they've been insecure about it. Oh my gosh. See, this is what I mean with the internet too. Like, the internet was like not, like, TikTok wasn't around when I was like growing up. So I can't even imagine like scrolling on TikTok and it being like, here's the 10 things you should be insecure about, you know? I always had big eye bags. And when I was 9, I had a really big event coming up and my mom and my aunt wanted me to look nice. So they put a little concealer to hide my eye bags. And they told me I have something that I better hide if I want to look presentable. I know they meant well, but as a child, that really small act affected me. Yeah, because especially being told, like, you know, you need to cover this up to look presentable. I felt a lot of that pressure
to like cover up and all of that when I really struggled with acne. And I made a whole episode about like professionalism and looking presentable when you have acne. But I think under eye bags are a really big topic there too, where people are like, put on some makeup, you look tired, you look sick, like all this. And you're almost expected to cover them up to look presentable, but it's like, you're a human being. We all have some discoloration under our eyes. My mom constantly complained about being overweight my whole life and had me wanting to lose weight at 8 years old. I would look at my pictures and think, wow, I need to lose weight. I'm so fat. I wasn't overweight at all. I think even if someone, this is a really important comment, because I don't even think it has to be someone projecting their insecurities onto you, but them just talking about their own insecurities, especially when it's your own mom and you look at your mom and you look like your mom, right? So seeing her bash herself about certain things about her appearance, then you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I guess I shouldn't like these things about myself either. And I know a lot of, you know, kids can feel like that when it's not necessarily even their parents like bring it up, but it like being brought up and they're just hearing it all the time. Like if a parent is in the mirror constantly saying things hurtful about themselves, you're watching that and then you think, okay, I need to think the same about me. So wow, you guys honestly have left me just completely out of words with so many of these comments. Thank you so much to every single one of you. I know I didn't get to absolutely every single one in this episode, but thank you to everyone who touched on all of this stuff and shared their personal stories. I know it's sometimes a lot to share this stuff and open up about it, but I hope that hearing other people's stories and this whole episode helped you. And I think it's really an important topic to talk about. Maybe I'll deep dive into it another day even further, maybe like a deep brief, because I think there's just a lot around this topic. And it kind of hit me like a brick the other day when I was like, holy shit, like a lot of these insecurities we don't even think about until they're actually pointed out or brought up to us. So I want to read through some of them and just normalize some of these things together. But I hope you enjoyed, and just remember to never let the projection of someone else's insecurities or their view of your insecurities or how you should see yourself change how you want to live your life. You know, like some of those comments that stood out to me saying like lipstick isn't for you or don't wear shorts or this and this and this, like do what you want. Like, and yes, we all have insecurities. I'm not saying don't be insecure. That's so hard to say because we all have insecurities. I have insecurities, but pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone to do things that we love for us. Like if I want to wear less makeup that day because I don't want to wear as much makeup, but let my acne show through, I'm going to be insecure about it. But sometimes we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone and not really care so much if other people are saying things. And even if they do, kind of brushing it off and knowing that you're doing this for you. And I'm not saying it's super easy, and I maybe can do a full episode on how to kind of cope with that. But I think taking those little steps to resecure yourself and realize that a lot of these times that people are making all these comments about you is that they're have nothing better to do. Honestly, like it honestly comes down to that, because if you are focused so much on yourself and what you're doing, why are you commenting on other people's appearances, especially things that they can't change within the next 5 minutes? So I really wanted to touch on that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. This was, I walked away with some really great quotes and sayings from you guys that I'll definitely be taking forward, because a lot of that was really, really powerful and so true. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, make sure you give it a thumbs up and subscribe if you're watching. If you're watching the video version on YouTube, and we do post the video version along with the audio every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. You can stream the podcast, the audio version on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms, and then you can watch the video version on YouTube as well. I hope you guys did enjoy. Let me know what you want to see next on Loud Talk with Lavi. Thank you so much for getting loud with me today. And remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today, whether it be in the comments or in the mirror or to someone else in the comments, whatever you want to do, just spread a little love to yourself and the people in your life today. So love you guys so much. And I'm going to say it again, that one comment that really stood out to me, just remember, if someone's pulling you down, it's because they're drowning and trying to stay above and higher than you. So just keep that, take that with you today. I think that's going to be like our quote of the day that we all take away. And yeah, I love you all so much. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye everyone.